seven brachas by a bais mishnah bais elo hein bina prakam. The following is considered between one parsha of Kriyat Shema and the next. As we said in the previous mishnah, that if in between one parsha of Kriyat Shema and the next, you're allowed to greet certain people, what is considered bina prakam? Then bracha rishona lishniya, ben shniya lishema, between the first bracha of Kriyat Shema and the second bracha of Kriyat Shema, and between the second bracha of Kriyat Shema and the beginning of Shema, is considered bina prakam. Uben Shema v'Bahariyam Shema, ben v'Bahariyam Shema l'Vayayim. Also between Shema and Bahari and Shema, between the first parasha of Kriyishma and the second parasha of Kriyishma, is Ben Aprakim, and also between Bahari and Shema and Vayomer, between the second parasha of Kriyishma and the third parasha of Kriyishma, is considered Ben Aprakim. Ben Vayomer, Lemes Yatsim, and also between Vayomer and Emes Yatsim is Ben Aprakim, between the end of Kriyishma and Emes Yatsim, which is the prophet, as we said, after Kriyishma, is Ben Aprakim. Rabbi Huda Aymer, Ben Vayomer, Lemes Yatsim, Lo Yatsim. Rabbi Huda said, they are not allowed to make any sort of interruption between Vayomer and Emes Yatsim. At the end of Kriyat Shema, it says, Ani Hashem Elokecha. At the beginning of Bracha, Emes, you have to start with Emes, and you can't interrupt between saying, Ani Hashem Elokecha, and the word Emes, so according to Rabbi Huda, that would not be considered Ben Aprakim. As we find, the pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Hashem Elokim Emes, so you see, but after saying, Ani Hashem Elokecha, you have to say Emes. Om Rabbi Yishuv Ben Korcha Lama Kidma Shema Levahayim Shema. Rabbi Yishuv Ben Korcha says, why did the first part of Kriyat Shema, which is the part of Shema, precede the second parsha of Kriyat Shema, the parsha of Arya and Shema? Ela kidei sheikabo lav ol macha shemayim tchila. V'acha kach yikabo lav ol mitzvah. The only reason is, not because the parsha of Shema comes before the parsha of Arya and Shema in the Torah, and that's not the reason why we precede the parsha of Shema to the parsha of Arya and Shema. The reason is, that first the person must be makabo on himself the hawk, or the heavenly malchus. And only after that, would he be makabo on himself the yoke of mitzvah. The first part of Kriyat Shema, we take upon ourselves all Malchus Shemayim by saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And only after that, in the second part of Kriyat Shema, which discusses the mitzvahs, do we take upon ourselves the yoke of mitzvahs. It's only after a person has taken upon himself the Malchus Shemayim can he be makabo on himself the yoke of the mitzvah. V'Hayyem Shema L'Viyomer. Why do we proceed V'Hayyem Shema, the second part of Kriyat Shema, to V'Yomer, which is the third part of Kriyat Shema? Shevahayim Shema Noig Biyomu Belayla Bayomein and Noig Ela Biyom. Because Bahayim Shema is applicable both during the day and at night. As in the parts of Bahayim Shema, it says, Belimadatem Osam Espinachim, you should teach them to your son. This is referring to Talmud Torah. And Talmud Torah, it goes at day and at night. And the part says, Begisa Bayomu Belayla, person has to learn Torah both at day and at night. While the parts of the Yomer, which is the parts of Tzitzis, only applies during the day, not at night. As the prophet said, the Re'isem also, only when you see the Tzitzit Yimachayim and Tzitzit, which is during the day, not at night. So that is why Bahayim Shema precedes the Parsha of Ayom. Somebody recites the Kriyat Shema, but does not recite it loud enough so you can hear the word that he's saying, he is Yosef. Even though the Chatzchila, you should recite it so that you can hear it. If you cannot do so, you are Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, Amar Lo Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, you're not Yosef, you have to read the Kriyat Shema. Again, according to Rabbi Yosef, one who recites Kriyat Shema without hearing the word that he's saying is not Yosef. Karav lo dikdik ba'os Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Amar Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Lo Yosef. Somebody recites Kriyat Shema without reciting the words carefully, meaning to say that when he has two words, that the last letter of the first word is the same letter, the first letter of the next word. One must clearly delineate between the two words by pausing in between the first word and the next. Otherwise, it will sound like one word, such as al levavcha esav besadcha. And if you recited the Kriyat Shema about clearly delineating between the first word and the second word, he did not pause in between the two words. According to Rabbi Yosef, he is anyway Yosef, even on the Chatzchila. One should read the Kriyat Shema carefully and pause between the two words. If he did not do so, he is Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef. While according to Rabbi Huda, he would not be Yosef. He would have to recite the Kriyat Shema again. Hakore lemafreya lo yata. Somebody who recites the Kriyat Shema backwards is not Yosef, that he recited a pasuk that's supposed to be following one pasuk, and he recited it preceding that pasuk, it would not be Yosef. But if he recited the second pasuk of Kriyat Shema before the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, or recited the third pasuk of Kriyat Shema before the second, he would be Yosef, since they are separate pasuk. But if you recited two pasukim in the same pasuk and one pasuk that was supposed to be later recited before another pasuk which was supposed to be earlier, you would not be Yosef. Somebody recited Kriyat Shema and made a mistake. He doesn't know where he is holding. He finished one parsha of Kriyat Shema and he doesn't know if it's up to the beginning of the second parsha or it's up to the beginning of the third parsha. He has to go back to the place where he made a mistake. Meaning to say, he has to go back to the beginning of the second parsha, and since he doesn't know which parsha is up to, he has to go ahead and read the beginning of the second parsha again, as you have to make sure they have recited all three parshas. If you have any suffix at all, if you have it down, you have to recite that parsha again.